Okay, guys, this is your oral review for chapter 10 test. So listen to this as many times as you need to. Hopefully this will help you tonight on your test when you study. So the test, first of all, is all multiple choice. It's 25 multiple choice questions. And then there are 10 balancing chemical equations. And you also have to identify them as synthesis, decomposition, or replacement. So Definitely tonight, and I can't help you on this on the audio boo, practice balancing some chemical equations. That's going to help you. Practice balancing some chemical equations. I will tell you this, the 25 multiple choice questions are not easy. Some of them are, but most of them you really have to think a little bit on them. And because it's only 35 questions long, you want to get every single one right that you can, because the more you miss, the more that counts against your grade. So we'll go ahead and start a little bit. Definitely know your vocabulary. Know the law of conservation of mass states that the mass of the reactants must equal the mass of the products, or that matter cannot be created or destroyed. Okay. For example, all right, if you've got the video that we watched, zinc plus hydrochloric acid should yield, all right, zinc chloride plus hydrogen gas. Okay, you've got zinc and hydrochloric acid on the left side, and you've got again zinc chloride and hydrogen gas on the right side, and that those two sides are equal, or basically have the same types of atoms on both sides of the equation. Also, make sure that you know what a catalyst is. A catalyst is anything that speeds up a chemical reaction. A certain type of catalyst can be an enzyme, which is a large protein molecule that speeds up chemical reactions. Definitely know the difference between exothermic and endothermic reactions. Exothermic is where energy is produced. Typically, that energy is in the form of heat or light. And endothermic is where energy is absorbed. A good example of an exothermic reaction was our liver lab that we did in class. And with our liver lab, we added a piece of liver to hydrogen peroxide. The enzyme reacted with the hydrogen peroxide from the liver and created an exothermic reaction. We measured that exothermic reaction with a thermometer, and the thermometer showed us temperature increasing inside the test tube. Okay? And so what we did was we did it at least twice to show that the rate of reaction was about the same, because we used 5 mL of hydrogen peroxide both times. Okay? Also, make sure that you know what an inhibitor is. An inhibitor inhibits or slows down a reaction. For example, in your textbook, the spaghetti sauce, after you open it, you put it in the refrigerator. The refrigerator inhibits or slows down the growth of bacteria. Okay. Make sure that you also know what reactants are and what products are. Reactants go into a chemical reaction, and products are what are produced. Make sure that you know a chemical equation and chemical formula, what the difference is, all right? A chemical equation is a representation of that chemical formula, okay? So a chemical equation is an example of a chemical formula. Make sure that you know the difference between a chemical reaction. A chemical equation and chemical formula are basically the same thing. They represent a chemical reaction, right? That's, for example, H2 plus O2 yields H2O. That is a chemical formula or a chemical equation, and that represents a chemical reaction. I know that's kind of confusing, but listen to it several times. All right, and then lastly, make sure that you know about synthesis. A good example of a synthesis reaction is A plus X yields AX. An example of a decomposition reaction is AX equals A plus X. And then you also need to know what a replacement reaction is. Look in your book for single replacement and double replacement. We'll have a bonus on there. You'll get extra points if you identify the reactions as single or double replacement. If you just identify them as replacement, there's no bonus available. And lastly, if you write the word CAT at the top of your paper, C-A-T, you receive 3 extra points on your test. Write the word CAT at the top of your test paper and receive 3 extra points. Good luck. Listen to this a bunch of times. Watch the video. Look at old posts. And practice balancing some equations. Good luck.